In a somewhat confusing turn of events, drummer Thomas Strennan of Food and other groups, who also released his debut solo album Politz last year, and keyboardist Stalla Storlocken of Super Silent and other groups, have adopted the name of their first album for their new group name. On their first disc, they simply were identified by their respective last names, but on their newest effort, Hornswoggle, they are now known as Humcrush. If that's not all completely clear, it will be when you hear the release, as it's another slab of Android jazz with weird analog synths bending around filtered percussive workouts. As with their first album, the group always seems to make it sound like there are more than just two people playing these tracks. This time out, eight songs run just over 40 minutes in length, and while the duo continues in largely the same manner that they did on their debut, there are a couple nice wrinkles as well. Cyborg 2 opens the album, and is one of several tracks on the release that clock in near 7 minutes in length. In the track, sparse filtered percussion dances around spooky synths, and a slow burn intro turns into rattling second half as humming drones stretch out over clattery percussion. The album titled Hornswoggle is much more dramatic, launching some insanely rhythmic synth melodies over already highly active drums for something that's intent on splitting heads for just over 4 minutes. Anamorphic Images takes things down a notch with sparse chromatic synth tones and percussive sounds that range from metal drums to broken music boxes. It's soothing and a bit disorienting at the same time. Grok is one of several tracks on the release that make it sound like evolved humanoids are at the controls. As crazy drums spray everywhere, the duo changes direction about every 30 seconds and turn in some sort of math jazz funk workout that sounds just about perfect for the Stranger in a Strange Land referencing track title. Follower of Knucker doesn't back off a bit either, as sharp analog notes puncture the already frantic beats and quick moments of silence play just as big a part as the almost robotic music itself. Even though the duo cools their jets just a bit for the more heady closing couple of tracks, Hornswoggle is one of those releases that could have only come from the young, fertile, and inventive Scandinavian post-jazz, or whatever you want to call it, scene. At times swarming, and nearly always engaging, it's another stunning release from the young duo, and another awesome album from Rune Gramophone.